This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Here we go. Hour 4, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. The Expressway is coming up in 20 minutes. We'll take a look at everything that's been developing throughout your broadcast afternoon. Right now, it's Eric Chiafalo on center stage. Here's the Chief.
Let's go ahead and cut the lights out and put the kids to bed. The G-Bag Nation's going all 56 inches around the rim. It's always a special occasion when Luka Doncic gets to the microphone and says something that you weren't expecting, as if you weren't excited enough already for this postseason, and particularly this revenge opportunity for Luka and the Clippers. Take it away, Luka Doncic.
Mark my words, Clippers ain't got shit on us in the first round. I don't care if Clippers have a damn super team with Kawhi, PG, Russ, and Harden. All those guys are old. They can't keep up with my game. Don't forget 2020 in the bubble. In my second year, I took prime Kawhi and PG to six games while hitting this crazy game winner. Plus, look at my team, bro. I love KP, but that guy sucks, and he disappeared after game three. Tim Hardaway f***ing Jr. was the second best player on my team for half the series. Of course, I'm going to lose. 2021, I took them to seven games with the second best player on my team, averaging 13 points a game, bro. Thank God we traded his bum ass. I was literally solo squatting the Clippers in my third year, averaging 36, 10, and 8 in the series. Now say goodbye to the Clippers, because I'm getting my revenge. I got one of the best players in the world next to me now, and all y'all out of your primes. It's my f***ing time now, and I'm getting my chip this season. Mavs in four, baby.
I love it, dude. Talk that talk, Luka. Take that for some bulletin board material, Clippers. You ain't going to be able to do anything about it.
The confidence, man. I wasn't expecting that from him.
Neither was I.
You know, and we're still days out. That's not even like, okay, right before tip-off, this is how Luka's feeling. It's like we're in Los Angeles right now, and the crowd is already against him. This is days before. Shout out to the beauty of the technology these days that can really pull that off for
I just love knowing that Luka has matured and grown up with his conditioning, with his yelling at the refs, but he's still got that toxic dog in him.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying, Brian?
I was every word he said has truth to it, yes.
Got you going there. Yeah. How nervous were you when you heard bleeps and stuff that one was not going to work? I was nervous.
I think you're on high alert now.
I'm triple checking my work here.
Yeah.
Even AI Luka can't outsmart me.
Yeah, dude. I mean, he is playing like Allen Iverson. I think that's a great analogy.
Thank you. Derek Lively fully participated in today's practice. So as we get closer and closer to tip-off versus the Clippers game one on Sunday, that is very, very good news. And did you guys see the report? Now, the messenger you probably are not going to love, but there is a report out there. If Kawhi is healthy, I have a lot of confidence the Clippers are, this is according to Chris Broussard. I was in contact with someone in the know, and they said they are concerned about the health of Kawhi Leonard. Apparently there's some swelling and some soreness in the knee.
Wow.
So
that's the most unbelievable thing I've heard this segment.
I know it's shocking that Kawhi Leonard might be banged up, but everybody's like, hey, how much can we really buy this because it's coming from old Broussard, and the B in Broussard stands for butt crack. He's dropped the ball numerous times on some reports here, so everybody's like, how much can we really buy into this? But it's Kawhi being banged up. This is a surefire situation as anything. Kawhi's going to give you one vintage Kawhi game in this series. There will be a second game that's pretty solid, and that's going to be the damage he gets to do. Physically, he can't hold up.
He can write down PG and James Harden for about half of their season averages. You got one 40-point triple-double from Westbrook. Other than that, probably shooting 30% from the floor for the entire series. I'm thinking Mavs in six, probably.
You got the balls for that over there, Broadus?
Oh, no, absolutely you do. Okay. I'm never going to pick against the Mavs, no matter what. That, to me, though, the thing that's...
Yeah, but you could hedge with, like, I think it's going to be a grind.
No, I'm not going to do that. Game seven. No. I'm just going to go straight up.
Mavs in six.
Yeah, Mavs in six. You're going to win this. Unless Brian Demers decides he wants to call out Harden or something like that.
I forgot about that.
I wonder if that's going to resurface.
That damn Demers guy will get you every time.
I wonder if that whole, hey, this is directed at you, James Harden.
Like, do you think
that was an AI? That was really that guy going after that man.
If you're Tyron Lue,
I'd play that.
Aren't you playing that?
Absolutely.
Aren't you playing that like surround sound during practice from time to time?
Let me tell you what I would do.
Okay, what are you going to do? That I'm going to tell you what I would do.
What I would do off.
We play it at crypto.com center, right? Isn't that where we play?
That's where we play.
Or arena.
Okay. Arena. Starting lineups for tonight's game. And then I would play the Brian Demers on the in front of the crowd on the scoreboard.
Giving Demers some FaceTime?
I would
Right
before tip-off, I would play. I'd put the lights down, play Brian Demers' comments to the crowd before that game, before game one, is what I would do.
You got some balls on you over
there, Steve Ballmer's. Let's see if we get that one done, right?
I was thinking as a preemptive shot, if I was Jason Kidd, I would go to ownership and have them fire Brian Demers just to clean out the energy of the situation, right?
I said Demers. It's Demers, right?
No, yeah. I think it's Demers.
Demers?
I think
But assuming they don't do that, and then the Clippers do that, when we get back for game three, I'm playing it too.
Okay, so you're going a little salt in the wound there.
Yeah, I'm going to play it back. Yeah. If you want to play it to fire up your guys, I'm going to play it to fire up my guys.
Yeah.
Burn the boats. Yeah. We just hacked this guy off. You better be an absolute dog out there.
It's amazing how the context changed when it's at your arena compared to their arena. Now it's like, we're going on the offense here. Stand by Demers.
Yeah.
That's going to be played, though, right? That's going to be LA radio. Yeah.
It's all over the place now. Yeah.
I mean, if you're James Harden, that's what's in your Beats by Dre when you're warming up before the game. You're not listening to music. This is a diss track sent your way from Demers. Yeah. And your goal is to go out there and end him. Unfortunately, postseason James Harden, and you know what happens. The guy just...
Seriously, though, Demers. I mean, you got to be sweating that one out more than the coach at this point, don't you?
Well, it's definitely...
If they come out inspired and, like, playoff Harden becomes, like, MVP Harden...
Especially if it's Harden, like, taking charge and leading them to victory, Demers is not going to hear the end of it.
There is going to be, if, like, the Clippers win this, there's going to be... That's going to be referenced.
Yeah.
That whole thing is going to be referenced there. With him,
his Wikipedia, Demers's Wikipedia is going to change to, you know, the Clippers ended his career. Harden, is now rent free in his head.
But
whatever.
It's not going to happen.
But it's
Mavs and six.
Of course, it's not going to happen.
Mavs and six.
Hey, big shout out. You mentioned Steve Ballmer though, one of the more interesting owners and richest owners. Yeah, he's a sweaty dude, but he's a passionate guy. You know, he earns that sweat. He doesn't just sit there and sweat.
You ever seen that video where they launched that Microsoft?
Oh, I've seen it. Yeah.
What was up with that?
Oh, my gosh.
Who thought that was a good idea? All those guys.
Well, when you put a bunch of nerds into a room, and then it's like, guys, now we're on stage. Now they're looking at us now. They're not used to that. They weren't doing talent shows. You know, they weren't doing stage. They don't have stage presence. Now, Ballmer does.
Yeah.
But he's a guy that takes his energy to a level that you just have to appreciate. He doesn't give you a chance to say, like, what are you doing? He's in your face. He's loud, but he's also a sweetheart. Remember what he's doing for all of his patrons. All the bathrooms, right? Like, you don't have to miss a single second of action when you go to the new Clippers Arena here in a couple of years, because there's going to be no lines for the urinal. You're basically going to have, like, it's a one-for-one deal. So that's great. But how about what he did for the final game of the season for thanking the fans? Now, I don't know if they knew this going in, but apparently he picked up the bill for all the concessions for their final home game of the season for the Clippers.
Free concessions.
Now, again, I don't know the details on if there were restrictions here. I don't know if people are told this, like, hey, just so you know, it's all going to be covered. Or, like, you went to buy whatever you bought, and they're like, hey, it's
Cokes and food.
On us. You think it's just the basic stuff?
I think it's Cokes and food.
Well, either way, super cool, super nice. I haven't really seen, I don't think I've seen a professional owner in sports do that. I mean, I know there's some, like Arthur Blank in Atlanta right now, where he's dropped the prices a ton, and that's hugely respectable. But picking up an entire... concession day for everybody at the game, I thought was pretty nice gesture.
Question to the panel. Cheaper tickets or cheaper concessions?
Tickets,
yeah.
So you're willing to pay full concessions for cheaper tickets?
Yes. Yeah, I think so. I think the tickets are going to be the bigger expense. Plus, I could bring in a flask.
Yeah,
I can pregame. I can do all kinds of stuff.
Pregame, tailgate, whatever, or just picking
platter,
it up.
You can make a platter of food with
you. It's basically like the movie theater deal. get your ticket. The concessions where you get crushed. I'll take that
to-go platter, please.
Yeah. Yeah, get you your platter.
You got a platter of fries back there, please?
Speaking of the last game of the regular season, we didn't
Do we have a bill how much that came to? Do we know? Do we? I mean, you just kind of left the story hanging there.
$150 grand. Well, I guess the facts aren't there. It doesn't show me. I guess we could look up like generally what the general game concession is for teams.
How about if I look up the attendance and see how much we maybe.
Yeah, I'd say retail cost is probably going to say like $350,000. Yeah. Actual cost to the owner, $2,500. I mean, the markup has got to be like, right?
He's like,
I'm out $2,500. Yeah. I fed 20,000 people last night this trash. Sorry.
Yeah, why don't you do some digging on that one for me, bro? Just see if you can garner up a gang of seven in the NBA and see how much he actually had to come out of pocket for that one, old Stevie B.
I used to have a buddy that worked for the Clips, but no longer. He's over at the Dodgers.
Oh, really? Yeah. Wow, just jumping sports like that. Yeah. Will Chambers just texted me saying that he would drink Ballmer into bankruptcy if he was there for free concession night.
Yes.
And I believe that. Will is not bleeping around.
Yeah. No, I bet there was a restriction on the alcohol. Yeah, everything's free except the booze.
I'm going to say food and beverages, but with the exception of
it's
alcohol.
It's actually dollar dogs and popcorn for free, guys. Any premium item, not included.
And don't forget, we got those water fountains over there if you're thirsty. Here is, speaking of food and free and just funniness, here's Boban.
Free.
Here's Boban in the final game of the regular season. This was in Los Angeles versus the Clippers. The Clippers have a fun free chicken giveaway for everyone in the building. If an opposing player ever misses two free throws at the, you know, if they're missing back-to-back free throws, basically, the whole place gets free chicken. Boban caught on at the line, and this is how he reacted.
Potentially be some free chicken on the board if he misses the second free throw.
Oh, man, free chicken on the board.
Yeah, so that's why the fans are getting a little frothy.
Oh, they're pointing to you. Boban's playing with the crowd. Say, you want chicken?
Here's your job.
No, he gave him chicken. He's a man of the people. He's a man of the people.
He did that on purpose?
He did. He gave out free chicken.
19,370 at that game. The Houston game. It's the last home game.
That was the attendance.
Yeah, 19,370 was
the video is fantastic because there's an angle from like a fan. If you look for this thing on social, that's not on TV, and you can tell he's like chatting with somebody, and it's just cool. You know, I miss Boban. I'm kind of disappointed they haven't brought him back. You know, how'd you let him go to Houston for Christian Wood and then not figure out a way to get him back?
Yeah. Now it's like taunting. Every time I have to see him in that Rockets uniform, I'm like, oh gosh, you should be the last guy on our bench.
And I know he's like the coolest dude in the world, so he's made everybody down there love him too.
Yes, everywhere he goes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's no one has a bad thing to say.
League
about
men.
Him.
Okay. You have 15 spots on your roster, Mavs. Figure it out.
$50 a person on food, is that reasonable?
$50 a person? I guess that's probably about
$968,500 for the attendance. So if you went $50 a person on that attendance,
it's $1 million.
It's $1 million is what he did. That's
retail.
That's saying $50 a person at that attendance.
Yeah,
you could do that quite easily. You know, if you go in hungry, $50 will get done.
But Boban gave him chicken too. Yeah. Not only did they get free food from the owner, they got free chicken from Boban.
Man, Rockets fans must feel like they just won the championship with all the good stuff they've got going on.
What about, like, how do the gamblers feel about this? So, like, it is fun and it is cute, but ultimately the Rockets win by one. The line was 2.5.
Okay.
So, I mean, that was
a Rocket L.
I don't know, like, when we're, it's very touchy right now with these gambling
things. Oh, no,
it's
a Rocket W.
Yeah, it was a Rocket W, yeah. They were favored by 2.5 and they win by one.
Yeah.
Obviously, the free throw... Yeah, wouldn't
everything could have changed though, the space-time continuum. You don't know what would happen.
Exactly.
Yeah, I would be a little nervous if I was Boban today that I cost some wise guy maybe an opportunity to cover. But, you know, I would imagine that wise guy would have some laughs with Boban and eventually end up seeing eye to eye or close enough to it.
Yeah, as long as he's got a good-sized ladder. He'll have that opportunity. Yeah. Your USA Olympic team, by the way, it looks like Kawhi Leonard is going to be your 12th man, but they released the 11 earlier today, and I'm just seeing now Kawhi's probably going to be that 12th guy, but it's LeBron, Steph, KD, Embiid, Jason Tatum, Devin Booker, Drew Holiday, Anthony Davis, Anthony Edwards, Bam Adebayo, and Tyrese Haliburton.
Why did I think that Embiid was from, like, the Bahamas or something like that?
He had a choice to play.
So he's got the dual.
He's choosing,
okay,
yeah.
Gotcha.
I believe he's choosing to play for Team USA.
Gotcha.
Well, thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
I always love a good afternoon rim session here. We have a lot more NBA news breaking this afternoon. Should we have a conversation about the Rangers and what did Steve say about Mozzie? That's all coming up the expressway, then LA Live at 540 right here. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a terrific day. As it's time now for the expressway where we take you commercial-free to the top. Segment is brought to you by Soda. That is state-of-the-art. And the G-Bag Nation is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Time for the expressway brought to you by the on-time experts. Okay, Rangers lost this afternoon, guys, 4-2 in Detroit. Gray was dealing. He made a great defensive play. Urena was bad in the eighth, gave up two. I think Latz came in for a sixth inning and gave up his first run of the season. Adolis was up with two men on, down 4-2, and he got pretty good contact, just got under it a little bit, the center fielder. Hauled it in. So, you know, a loss to Detroit, not the end of the world. They have two more up there against the Tigers, Brian.
Yeah, the Tigers are pitching really well. I think both teams' starting pitching has been really good in this series through the first two. Unfortunately, the bullpen today, it's Rangers just aren't scoring any runs, but the Tigers aren't giving any runs, and they're not scoring any runs either. That's a hard ballpark to hit a home run in, too, by the way. At 417 feet to straightaway center. My gosh, I mean, they brought the fences in, they've lowered them in height and stuff like that, and still nobody hits a home run in that place. Corey Seager came close today, which would have made the score 5-1, but no, the Rangers, unfortunately, were on the bad end of that one today.
They were, and now I think the topic is, is this just an average team until they get healthy? Like, how good is this team, right, as constructed or as, active today?
Well, I still think offensively, despite the fact that you have Josh Young out and Nathaniel Lowe's been out, but it seems like he's getting ready to perhaps make his season debut with the Rangers tomorrow, so that's nice. But I do still think offensively you should be right at your elite self. They're obviously not there right now, but I do imagine that is going to remedy itself over the course of just more sample sizes. These things are going to even out, and they're going to get going. The power will come back. And it's all right there for the taking. Once you get more consistent Seager in the lineup, that'll certainly help. But these guys are going to get going offensively, and that is what is going to be the real difference maker here. The pitching, I think, will be obviously a little bit volatile. Hopefully it steadies out once we get into the summer and closer to September. But I do think your offense will get going, and then it'll show that this team is still very much so a legit postseason contending type team.
Yeah, some of these losses, maybe not the last two games against Houston because the Astros scored so many runs, but some of these losses, if you just were flowing offensively and putting up 4 to 6 runs per game, which isn't an insane amount, more than average, but that's something that this team is going to do for sustained periods of time. And it's just, I think, really bad timing right now. That being said, Langford and Carter are going to have to, not play like rookies all year if you're going to try to, accomplish the big goals. You're going to need, I think, to find another bullpen piece. And maybe that's internally. Maybe LeClerc gets it figured out. But, I really like what they have with the two guys out there right now. But after that, you're in a tough spot. Or I guess you could say three guys if you include Latz in that. After 8 innings of work, maybe he is, building some trust in you there. But also at the same time, it's a team that won 91 games last year. I don't think we can be super confident that this is just a continuation of a World Series championship. No. Maybe, lightning in a bottle, I think, is kind of a diss. I don't want to fade them that hard. But they had things go their way. Spring training looked like it was their way big time. What do you think? The FrankelFirm.com text line is open for you at 877-881-1053.
We were kind of – I know I was initially worried a little bit about starting pitching. And Nathan Eovaldi, he didn't get a decision, against the A's. Hell, I think he might have took the loss that first game, you know, the first game of the series against the A's, you expect him probably. But the fact he's 1-1, Cody Bradford's 3-0, Dane Dunning's 2-1. You know, they've the thing with Gray. I think Gray showed some promise today.
Oh yeah,
and
he's heading the right direction.
I don't know about Andrew Heaney. I don't know, but I just named like three guys that are pitching pretty well for you
he
right
got to
now.
Four actually.
Yeah, and it's kind of that. John Gray, you know, he's kind of coming back the way he is. But, you know, the bullpen, Leclerc's got a couple of losses. I mean, he's pitched better since they haven't put him in those high leverage roles. I mean, he got six outs for you last night. So, you know, maybe that's coming around. You still don't completely trust him. Maybe you have something with David Robinson. I kind of feel like the pitching is going to be fine for this team. The hitting. And you mentioned the two rookies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think we've all put a lot of pressure on that Wyatt Langford.
Absolutely.
I think we've talked about him as being the next guy, and maybe he will. And you mentioned he's, you know, 250, 260 hitter right now. The power numbers aren't there, but you know, he's you know, maybe things will circle back when it starts to warm up a little bit, and you know, he'll be able to get, you know, get those home run numbers that we all thought, but. Man, they're really struggling right now to find a way to get those base hits, those extra base hits that they did last year where they were scoring so many runs.
Okay, 469 says, go get Trevor Bauer. 972 made no real investment in the bullpen this offseason, even when it was objectively terrible regular season.
I don't think that's bad, though, Gav and Eric. Do you feel like Leclerc was bad to start? And we mentioned the role. Robinson has done well when he's pitched.
Yeah, Robertson and
Kirby
Yates. Yeah.
Yates has come in, and I think Yates has been outstanding for you.
Yeah. I mean, who do you want to go get? Hader, whose ERA is double digits right now?
I watched Hader last night just fall completely apart in their game.
Yeah.
Against Atlanta.
But I do think they made a concerted effort and an investment, maybe not a big enough investment in the bullpen, but I think what we're saying is a team with holes, but the offense is going to hit. We're getting good returns right now on the starting pitching, and that's going to get better. I just wonder how much of a challenge it's going to be to stay above 500 by the time they get healthy. Young is a long injury. Maybe 9 weeks out still.
Yeah, if they hit, they will find a way to stay well above 500. Mm. The way watching the games, because I don't see the pitching as being, I did see a problem with Leclerc as a closer.
Yeah.
That was a problem. And they've quickly removed him from that role. And now you've got him pitching a sixth and a seventh, and you've got Robinson pitching the eighth, and then Yates throwing the ninth. Maybe they found the combination that they can use now that to help him get to, you know, maybe Leclerc can bridge these games. Because the Rangers have, and I think this is right, I think I heard this Jarrett talk about this last night, the Rangers pitching staff ERA is one of the worst in baseball in the sixth inning. That's the one inning where they lose games. So if they could figure out how not to blow games in the sixth.
Happened again today.
Yeah.
When the tying run comes across.
Yeah, but last night it wasn't that way because Leclerc pitched the, you know, got him into.
You can only do that three or four times a week with that order.
Yeah.
You know, the other times, you're depending on your arena, who the last two times out, his ERA's got to be close to like 50 for his last two outings. So, you know, I think it's going to be a challenging season. I just think we have to buckle in, try to enjoy the ride as much as possible. Yeah. Maybe expectations are enhanced or increased because you are the defending World Series champions. 682 says need Spores back. And this team's going to get healthy, and this team is going to hit. But you're piling up losses in against teams that you should be beating right now. And you can only do that for so long in baseball until you dig yourself too big of a hole.
Well, the Astros, you know.
Yeah, the best thing they got going right now is the entire division is struggling. For as bad as it feels like the Rangers are sitting right now, they're still tops in the division because the division is playing so poorly. So that
Astros
is affording
pitching,
them some
the
time.
Astros pitching is poor. Their hitting's not. Right now. I mean, against the Rangers, it wasn't. Seemed like that all two, it's the same jokers, you know, that beat up on you. But
oh, yeah.
But you know, Detroit's one of those teams like Pittsburgh, Kansas City. They're like playing above their heads right now. I know in spring training, I was talking to Jared about it. Give me a surprise team. He says, the Tigers, he goes, bet the win total of the Tigers going over. Jared told me that. He says, go bet the Tigers win total over.
He's a baseball guy.
Not a 500 team. But we're seeing Kansas City, Detroit, Pittsburgh. We're seeing those teams having some success right now.
Okay, speaking of guys we'd like to see have some success, we talk a little Cowboys here with you, Mazi Smith. Steven Jones was on with the KMC Masterpiece today, and they brought up Mazi. And he said a lot of stuff. Obviously, Steve can have some longer answers, but I can distill it to this right here. I think the way Zimmer is going to ask these guys to play is probably a little more in line with what he did at Michigan, but we feel really good about Mazi Smith. How much could this change his fortunes, Brian?
Man, they need something to change his fortunes. Mike's going to do all he can. I asked Mike, you're going to play him as a one, you're going to play him as a three. I'm going to say, Mike goes, I'm going to play him as a one. So if you're going to play him as a one, you got to beef him up and you got to get him quicker off the ball. You know, he's got to be able to play better with his hands. You know, that's the thing. You know, that's, I'm interested to see if, in fact, some different coaching might help Mazi. But I will say this about Mazi. I think he's really, really hard on himself, and I think he heard all the things that we were talking about him. You know, man, what a bust. What a bust. Mazi Smith, the bust. I think he took that all personal. I think it really hurt him. I think there were times after games where you would go in the locker room and he was emotionally just, you know, spent, drained, knowing that, you know, he didn't live up to the first round billing that he was. And so, you know, we'll see what happens with this time around. I think Mike can help him. But Mike is going to coach him really, really hard. Mm. And so we'll see if that, you know, Dan's a little bit different guy. And so let's see if Mazi, if he can emotionally handle, he's going to have to get bigger. He's going to have to play quicker and he's going to have to be ready to get MF'd a lot as a player, you know, because that's how Mike Zimmer coaches.
Yeah, maybe he'll respond to that. I mean, it wasn't putting him in a great emotional place with Dan Quinn coaching him.
No.
You know, and different players react differently to different styles. So I love that it's a different coaching style. It's a different technique that they're going to ask him to play. Because that's like a dream come true if I'm Mazi right now. Let's get back to playing a little bit more like we were at Michigan. And I'll be actually put in a position to succeed based on my athletic gifts. Six-time All-Star forward Blake Griffin announced his retirement from the NBA officially, selected first overall by the Clippers, a Big 12 legend out of Oklahoma in 2009. His time in L.A. got off to a rough start, broke his patella in his left knee in the preseason. We're like, oh no, another injured big, because Greg Oden had just happened. But Griffin came back the following season, won the Rookie of the Year, made five straight All-Star games, won the Slam Dunk contest that season. He dunked over a car. And, you know, it was the birth of Lob City with him and Chris Paul in the 11 and 12 seasons, and they had a great run there. The Bucks are preparing to be without Giannis for the start of the Eastern Conference first-round series against the Pacers. That could get very interesting. Mm. They are hopeful that a treatment on his left calf will allow him to return sometime later in the series. I wouldn't be surprised if he can't come back.
I wouldn't either.
I think the Pacers win that series, by the way. Well, then again, you know, me, my love for Rick Carlisle, I'm hoping for the Pacers there. But without Giannis, that's going to be a difficult ask for that Milwaukee bunch.
Rick Carlisle, who we found out tapes his ankles before every single game.
Yeah, he never got back with me on that.
He
ghosted me on that one. I texted him. I asked him. I said, "Hey, I heard a rumor you tape your ankles," and he didn't get back to me.
You should go back into that text and then just hold your thumb on that text that you sent for a second, and it'll pop up options, and one is a question mark, and it'll just like send him like your. You're emphasizing a question mark.
Like
on
I'm
this.
Yelling like, at him?
I'm reiterating that I've asked you a question here. Hello. If you have an iPhone, you can do that.
Who do you think you are? Big time and mean. You know who the hell I am? That's what that question mark says.
He's big time and me anyway. He can do that.
Yeah, it's time to go into the Pimp Cup Hall of Fame coach right over there. And a Hall of Fame broadcaster, Lucius Alexander with LA Live.
Hey, man, good for Blake Griffin. Now he can focus on his comedy career.
Oh, is that what he does?
He was pretty funny. Yeah.
Was he?
Yeah, he was pretty funny. He got into the comedy scene out there in L.A. Oh, Blake Griffin. All right.
Very relaxed up there.
He's very relaxed. Yeah, he's really good up there, man.
He had a good deal going.
He looks like a comedian, too.
He does.
Right there in the face. If you just look at him, you're going to laugh.
You start laughing, yeah.
All right, man. It's LA Live on a Toxic Tuesday right after the great Rick James.
but all right, you squares, it's time to smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a
That's weed.
It's Reese's Pieces. Shout out to the plug.
We must stop the terror. I call upon all nations to do everything they can to stop these terrorist killers.
Thank you.
Now watch this drive. All right.
Well, I tell you what, man. We've seen some wild stuff out here in life. We've seen some wild stuff. This is LA Live for April 16th, 2024. It is a Toxic Tuesday here at LA Live, which is brought to you by Kissable Dental and their no-bill guarantee. Book online at kissabledental.com. Your kissable journey begins today. You boys will be heading to the Shell Shack right over here in Knox and Henderson.
Yes, sir.
Tomorrow, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I like the Shell Shack. Last time I was there, let me tell you, I got a $100 gift card from Odyssey.
Ooh.
It was actually two $50 gift cards from Odyssey. Put them together, it's $100. So I went and had myself a nice little crab dish, some pasta on the side. I did. Yes, I did.
Sounds nice.
A few drinks.
Mm.
I sat at the bar. I got the big drinks, too. And I sat at the bar. Lots of people up there. It's just an open bar, so everybody can see you. Everybody's talking. It's a big thing. When it was all over with, it's time for me to go. I handed the bartender my two Shell Shack cards.
$50.
My man grabbed the cards and did a spin and laugh at the same time and said, not gift cards. Not gift cards.
Oh, no. Called you out like that?
Bro, he did a spin. They said, not gift cards. So I was like, dang, what's going on? He's like, yeah, these gift cards just haven't been working.
Oh, no.
Yeah. He told me that like on the low instead of saying in front of everybody after he grabbed the gift cards and turned around and laughed at me. And then, yeah, he came back and said, yeah, they're not going through. Mm. So everybody's looking at me.
Yeah.
So I had to go dig in my little fanny pack and pull out my card to pay for the meal, bro.
Ooh.
I looked ridiculous.
That hurts, dude.
Reese, you're not making me feel good. The boss just walked in and handed me three gift cards.
Good luck.
Gift cards?
Yeah, not the gift cards.
Some guy with a cigarette hanging out of the corner's mouth. Gift cards? Ha!
Well, you haven't used gift cards in 3 years. Yeah. You saying you gave me those? Is that a re-gifting situation right there?
What idiot gave you those?
We haven't used those in years.
We don't even know how to use them anymore.
Yeah, I got humbled last time I was there.
That is too funny, dude.
Yeah, all right. G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on the Fan at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up. At Lucky Lucius P on social media. Lucius Alexander on Facebook. Boy, he spun, too, when he grabbed him. He grabbed him joints and spun. His little neck spun and everything. He said, not gift cards.
Put some sauce on that.
God, oh,
uh-oh.
I felt ridiculous. Or you could follow every last one of us if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Yes, I still call it Twitter because that's a brand name.
It's a brand name.
All right. Now, where were you when OJ went on that slow speed chase? What highway was that there, bro? Does he know?
Was it on the 405?
I don't know. You could tell me, and I believe
it. The 405 or the 5.
Okay.
I think he cut across a couple of them there.
Cut across.
Al was driving.
Stopped at red lights and everything.
Al was driving. I think they hit the 5, the 405. Yeah, they were.
Yeah, he went to from the Artesia Freeway to the 405. So that's the. Oh, he was also on the 5 to 91 to 405.
Yeah. Well, that was scary to watch,
let me
man.
Some LA.
I thought Juice was going to do it to himself.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to unalive himself.
Yeah.
You can hear the audio of that guy on the phone. Come on, Juice. Just put the gun down, Juice. Just pull on over, Juice. Come on, Juice. Come on. All right. Yeah. So where were you? I don't know where you were, but Chris Arnold has a story about where he was during this situation.
Back in the press area, Madison Square Garden, after the chase was about winding up, Robert Kardashian, Kim's dad, and he was representing OJ. He's reading this suicide letter that OJ had written. And we're all standing in the press room. I'm standing next to Amara Shah. And he's going through this letter saying goodbye to people or whatever. And then all of a sudden, he goes, and my good friend Ahmad Rashad, and the whole room looks at Ahmad Rashad. And Ahmad just looks down to the ground, and then he just walks away and got in a limo and just dissed a I'm sounding like LeBron.
Let's go.
Just disappear.
That is great.
That is a two-time Hall of Fame broadcaster right there.
Yeah.
Just dropping an F-bomb right
there.
The
great storytellers of our time.
Great storyteller. Great storyteller up there. All right, let's see. It's a Toxic Tuesday here in LA Live 105.3 The Fan. I might be a little late on this one because I wasn't told until last Friday. I was hanging with some of my gay friends. Sure. They like to gossip a little bit.
A gift card?
Yeah. Not the gift card. I just knew it then. I was like, all right, so this whole $120 bill is me. Cool. All right, just say it, bro.
Just
you ain't gonna spin like that. Yeah. Twirl. Yeah, I might be a little late on this one. Did y'all see that Antonio Brown is expecting his 7th child?
No.
Not seen that.
Not 7th child.
Yeah.
This is with a former college track star, now model, Sydney Morrow.
Okay.
M-O-R-E-A-U.
She's a Bayou Bengal. The way
right
she spells
she
that thing.
Yeah. Come on, bro.
Yeah.
Well, Sydney with a C?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
One time for the track girls, by the way.
I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah.
I found her Instagram.
She's a raging Cajun.
She's Louisiana.
I can see the little mommy hump in there.
What do we got? Pictures.
Y'all ain't hating, though? I'm hating.
No, why are you
hating? I'm hating Antonio Brown. Are you serious?
Yeah, how did he?
Are you serious?
She must be one of the dumbest human beings.
Do you have a Google?
Yeah. What do you think her IQ is?
Come on, man.
She must have Googled that one picture. Been like, that's all I need to see.
Was that Dubai?
Yeah.
Dude, using that joint like a jump rope.
I imagine she's as dumb as she is pretty, and she is smoking.
Yeah, she's amazing. So congrats to AB. This will be his 4th baby mama.
Mm.
And 7th child, excuse me. What is child's
that?
Mother. I don't like saying baby mama too sometimes, but hey. What? If you treat them like this, you are what you are.
Mm-hmm. So if you have, the brain damage that
the
is
CTE.
Clearly there. Right, the CTE. Like, how does that go to the offspring? Is there any, I don't know if we've done, if the science is there yet, but like, what does that do?
I don't know if we studied enough brains to know yet, and I say that respectfully.
I don't know if that's.
I don't think it passed down like that.
I don't think it's a transfer situation.
Yeah, okay, that's good. No. Not contagious.
Yeah, but.
Wonder where she ran track.
Louisiana University.
Oh, did she? That's in Lafayette.
Oh yeah, boy. She sure got you one, boy.
She did.
Yeah, so
maybe she'll be at Shell Shack tomorrow.
That is sad, bro. LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a
train
toxic.
With me is what she's got a program for.
Tuesday.
Train
Do what?
Train with me. That's her program. Train with me. That's it. She has a program that you can.
No, I get you. I was just thinking, I was see if I had a joke for it, and then I didn't.
And you didn't.
No, I went upstairs, and there was nothing there. Come back in a minute.
I was working on it too. I didn't like it anymore.
Yeah.
AB thought it well. No,
it wasn't cool.
No, it wasn't. Yeah,
it wasn't cool. Yeah. All right, y'all know I'm a fan of city council meetings. I like to play them on G-Bag of the Day because they're a hotbed of entertainment and schools, council meetings, any type of council meetings where people want to air out their grievances to the council. It's always amazing. Let's go to Bakersfield up there in California. What we have here is a pro-Palestine protester. She got a little too hyped on the mic during her rant. I think the spirit hit her. Now she's locked up. Mm.
Threat.
Her bail is $500K, and that's reduced.
Wow.
Ooh.
She faces 18 felonies, y'all.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and she lost her job. She just got too hype.
And so there's no need to continue. In the last 5 years I've attended city council meetings, there's never been metal detectors. There's never been more cops. The only reason you're doing it is because people actually don't care if you guys don't like them. And they're actually resisting, so you want to criminalize them. So regardless of whether you elect people into office, they'll backstab you, they'll let you die. And for that reason, you guys want to criminalize us with metal detectors, we'll see you at your house. We'll murder you.
Oh,
oh no.
No. No.
Next speaker, please.
Oh, calmly, next speaker, please.
That's the one thing.
Lance, followed by Kev, followed by Valeria.
Trip.
Whoa.
Ms. Patel? Ms. Patel?
Yeah.
That was a threat.
Yeah.
What you said at the end. And yeah. So the officers are going to escort you out and take care of that.
That means cuff them and stuff them.
Yeah.
She just got a little too comfortable at the end there. She just didn't know how to end it.
Yes. Nope.
Yes.
Yeah.
With metal detectors, we'll see you at your house. We'll murder you.
Yeah.
Next speaker, please.
During this time, she knows she said something bad. She's trying to gather her bags and everything, Men. But they're not letting her leave.
Followed by
her. She's trying to get it. Like, okay.
That's my time.
She's
right?
booking that yeah. Southwest I'll Airlines flight.
Get away.
Get on out of here.
She thought it was a mic drop.
Yeah. She did.
Yep. Yeah. It was not.
Yeah, well.
Now she's hoping them charges drop.
There you go.
$500K for the bill, bro.
Yeah. Oh,
ouchie.
That's crazy.
Oh, no. At least got a comfortable bed. Gonna be there a while.
LA Live 105.3 The Fan. It's the Toxic Tuesday. Well, I tell you what. Nothing like opening up a fresh geek bar. Fresh out the pack.
Oh yeah, the nicotine
gosh,
one.
Yeah. Oh man.
They have some amazing flavors in there.
This one is, yeah. Some type of gummy ice. White gummy ice.
Oh, it just gets all cold in the back of your throat right there.
So good, boss. All right. Did y'all see Fat Joe on Jalen Brunson's podcast? Fat Joe, the recording artist, record label owner, extraordinaire.
That's a lot of
executive.
Things,
yeah. He does a lot of things, a lot of jobs.
A lot of jobs.
Fat Did Joe. Not see him.
Okay. Well, looks like Fat Joe got caught putting too much sauce on the story again. This is notorious for Fat Joe. He's notorious for doing this, putting too much sauce on his story.
Just a little exaggerating, a little artistic license.
That's what it is.
Make this a little more fun.
That's what it is. This one right here is about KD at Rucker Park, Harlem stand-up.
Oh, well, he's selling there, isn't he? That's kind of one of his businesses. I mean, he's always been over there.
He's always had
managing teams and stuff.
Managing the teams, playing against other record labels and whatnot.
Yeah.
Big money on the line, 50K, 100K. And I'm paying the players. Like, it's crazy. Yeah, well, Fat Joe said KD was about to get jumped at Rucker Park because KD dropped, and I quote, 82 points in the third quarter.
The craziest thing we've ever seen. He was getting three shots up a minute. Made them all. He was forcing steals. Full court shots.
82 points in the third quarter is crazy. I'll let Fat Joe tell it.
You know, Kevin Durant was, he scored like 82 points in the third quarter. Like, he don't like me telling this story. They chased him out the Rucker. Like, they want to beat him up. He whipped their ass so bad that they wanted to literally beat him up out there. Like, it was just, and he was doing like, almost like the Kate and Clark show.
He was
there checking it out.
Mixtape, boy.
Boom!
That whole mixtape was going boom. Crazy.
I mean, from the other side of the court. I'm not talking about
I remember that video.
Half court. No, I'm not. I was there at the game. I'm not talking about half court.
Were you there?
He was. They checked it out, passed it to him, and five guys would go like this, and he was hitting them. Water. He scored like 80 points. I said, oh, wow. I was out there. They chased him into the truck. He had to go.
Fat Joe put too much sauce on it again.
80 plus points in a quarter, and everybody was trying to kill him. It was just insane.
KD called it another podcast lie. It was nothing but respect and love out there that night. Didn't feel unsafe for 1 second.
Not going to deny that 80 points in the third quarter, though.
He didn't deny that one.
Didn't deny that
he said, I went off. Yeah. I went off, but wasn't nothing like that.
Give or take. It was right around there.
Let's see. So, yeah, I retweeted the video sometime last week. It's amazing. I seen it a long time ago. KD did drop like 66 points. It was during the 2011 NBA lockout situation.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he showed up to the Rucker, and it was unstoppable. One of the best videos you've ever seen of all time. He lit that place up. You would have thought God himself came down there and started hooping the way people were reacting to it.
Especially because he did it with a double mask on, I think.
What?
It was a COVID mask joke.
COVID the rules.
Man, I wish I was there. Man, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, bro. I wasn't on my feet. No. I'm sorry.
It's Tuesday.
Sorry, in a situation like that, Lucius, are people showing up to Rucker Park hoping to see something cool? They don't know who's going to be there? Like, oh, my God, Kevin Durant's here tonight?
Yeah, you kind of knowing that Kevin Durant's going to be there.
Okay, you're catching wind, and you're like, we got to show up.
Yeah, yeah. And they're, like, hanging from the everywhere.
Yeah.
People are out the windows. The little old subway thing, they're hanging on that. Mm.
Climbing trees.
The gates. It's ridiculous.
That is so cool, dude.
I'll give a little piece of it. You probably can't hear it, but there's a guy on the mic out there at Rucker Park always, you know, telling you what's going on. Oh,
hype
no. He put him on skates. Yeah. You know, that dude type of situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen.
Here we go again. Here we go.
The pop is amazing because he made like four three-pointers in a row.
Yeah.
That was the fourth one right there. Four in a row. Got the rebound, came down and took it, got it himself. It was amazing, man.
Golly.
Yeah, so look that video up if you can see it. KD at the Rucker.
Then watch you some Kobe at the Rucker.
Yes, Kobe.
Go back
at
into
the Rucker,
late 90s.
There's a whole lot of good stuff at the Rucker, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys enjoy that Shell Shack tomorrow, all right?
I mean, there's a lot of cool stuff. You can go back into the 70s, too. It's not just these players, but Dr. J at the Rucker. You know, it's more him talking about it instead of playing it.
Yeah, KD turned into Pee Wee Kirkland the way he played that night.
I love it. Yeah.
All right, Lord willing, the creek don't rise. That's my time, y'all.
Thanks, dude.
See you tomorrow.
There he goes. L.A. Live with Lucius Alexander every night about 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. Okay, we're coming up on a 6 o'clocker. It's been a while, and Wolchuk isn't here. Okay, to be honest with you, Wolchuk vetoes almost every 6 o'clock sound off that one of us proposes because he doesn't believe in you guys, his callers. So he's probably listening at home. Let's show Wolchuk the sound off should be every week. Okay, at 877-881-1053. Rangers offense stuck in neutral. CeeDee and Micah no showing. Mavs Clippers. Stars Vegas? Okay, sound off about whatever you want. Just make sure you do it like you got a pair. The phone lines are open for you next right here, the 6 o'clock sound off in the G-Back Nation.